USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With just days to go before the election, both campaigns are pulling out all the stops to reach voters. At a rally in Michigan, former President Barack Obama told supporters why he feels Joe Biden will make a great president.
And that sense of decency and empathy, the belief in hard work and family and faith, the belief that everybody counts, that's who Joe is.
Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence was in North Carolina talking to supporters about the administration's economic accomplishments.
Who do you really think can bring the American economy all the way back and then some in 2021? A career politician who spent 47 years in Washington, D.C., raising taxes, growing government, stifling our economy under regulation and economic surrender on trade, or a proven job creator who's driving the greatest economic recovery in American history?
USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Travelers to New York will no longer have to quarantine for 2 weeks if they're coming from an area with a high number of coronavirus cases. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the change Saturday, saying that travelers will now need to just be tested for COVID-19 before coming to New York and again after being in the state for 3 days. One of the largest restaurant acquisitions in recent memory has been completed. The details from Kenneth Burns at USA Radio's East Coast Bureau.
They say America runs on Dunkin', but Dunkin' is about to be run by Inspire Brands. The company, whose portfolio includes Buffalo Wild Wings, Sonic, and Jimmy John's, will buy Dunkin' Brands Group for $11.3 billion, including debt. It's one of the largest restaurant deals in recent history. The Wall Street Journal reported it first, with the two companies confirming in a joint press release a short time later. The deal is Inspire Brands' fourth acquisition since they were formed in 2018. It will make them the second largest U.S. restaurant chain after McDonald's. That's based off of domestic sales.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Post office officials are investigating after 4 dozen mail-in ballots were found in Homestead, Florida, undelivered. 6 complete and 42 blank ballots were found among piles of undelivered mail in a post office in the Florida city. Some of the workers at the office said the piles had been there for more than a week. Officials have not confirmed how long the ballots had sat undelivered or if anyone had been disciplined over the backlog of mail. The world is mourning the passing of the original 007. Lance Pry has more from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
His acting career spanned 5 decades, and he won an Oscar in 1988.
I'm very sure that you don't have to draw on my past experiences to formulate your conclusions, Lord Bernardo.
He was knighted by the Queen in 2000.
If you're going to San Francisco,
room service. This is the penthouse. Give me snacks.
In August, he celebrated his 90th birthday.
You're the most beautiful crook I've ever seen.
I thank you, kind sir.
The Scottish actor, best known for James Bond. Some of his other films included The Hunt for Red October, Highlander, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, The Rock.
They think I'm a god? A god!
Sir Sean Connery died peacefully in his sleep Saturday while in the Bahamas. He had been unwell for some time, according to his son, Jason Connery. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.